So we are going to get the meeting started. Thank you. So I will call this meeting to order. You need to do a roll call, or can you see people in both places? Or
Yep, thank you.
okay, all right. We will start with the approval of minutes for the May 1st meeting. They were available on the agenda. I imagine you've had an opportunity to take a look at them. I am open for a motion.
Langton, I move approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Master, second.
Any further discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor of the minutes as in front of you, please respond by saying aye.
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 Aye. Not really hearing anything on the other side there.
Are they?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Those opposed, nay. That is approved. Thank you. We are now up to public comment, and my understanding is we have some public comment.
We do, yeah. You have one registrant for public comment. So when I call your name, you can approach the public comment stand, and you'll have 5 minutes to give your verbal comment. So our first up is Steve Books.
Okay, hi board. Yes, I'm Steve Books from Madison. Yes, on the number 86610 or the county, it says 2024 Res 013. Now authorizing an agreement between Dean County and Public Health for Madison and Dean County for violence prevention initiatives. So yes, I believe I'm all for this. It seemed like a little vague information on the resolution. I'm not really sure what it's going to go for. Well, anyway, as far as the county getting involved in this, I guess I have a lot of reservations lately with our police forces, and especially the one in Mount Horeb where the young child was shot and killed out there. And when I saw that this said violence prevention, you know, maybe we could work with their police forces, sheriff's departments, Mount Horeb Police, and including City of Madison. But I think the City of Madison is doing better. And I guess along the lines of our former police chief, David Cooper, and I think Madison is ahead of the game here as far as using less lethal forces or less lethal methods of engagement. However, the police in Madison do have some cases that they've had, Paulie Heenan, Tony Robinson, but now in Mount Horeb, Damian Haglin. And so I don't know if there would be any way of having the Board of Health work with their Sheriff's Department and working with local law enforcement agencies on using, yes, less violent methods, especially shooting and killing somebody. And yes, that was a tough case to deal with out in Mount Horeb. I agree that, you know, having any kind of a weapon is bad, but I still have reservations. And I think out in Mount Horeb, even at the aftermath of that, what they showed on the news, what I saw was excessive police hubris, as one way of saying that I think we're militarizing our police too much. And I guess I would like to see these funds, 300,000, I don't know how far that would go, maybe more of a $3 million grant or whatever this is would be better. But I guess we can take what we get. So I thank you.
Thank you. And that is it?
Correct. Yep.
All right. Thank you. This is a time for all members of the body to make any required disclosures or recusals under the ethics code.
This is Leslie Seltzer. I guess you must have called roll just before I was able to hear, and I can hear now, so sorry about that. And I did hear that public comment.
Thank you. That does not sound like a disclosure or recusal. Any others? Okay, thank you. We will start with our presentation, funding for community response and preparedness presentation. I don't see, I'm not sure who's doing that.
Hi, I'm gonna be doing the presentation about, thank you.
Great, yep. Please continue.
And just for clarification, do I have slides that accompany the presentation? Should I share my screen to show those? I wasn't sure exactly. So.
Yes, let me make you a co-host really quick. Okay, you should be able to share now.
We can see your screen.
Okay. And you're seeing slides then?
Yes. All right. Presenter view.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So this is our funding for community response and preparedness. We got funds through the CDC's preparedness agreement, which gives out funds to municipalities across the country for different types of emergency preparedness response. And those municipalities or states kind of decide how those funds will be used, with certain things earmarked for specific initiatives that they have. One of the things that we were considering doing was using these funds to support resiliency centers, or resiliency hubs. So areas that would be spaces for improving preparedness and response in times of a disaster. Now, the amount of funds available for this project were pretty minimal. So we kind of shrunk that as a concept and just kind of looked at how we can support specific project activities for community agencies already serving their given neighborhoods and specific populations. So we put out the RFP with the priorities based on the HVA. So looking at some of the high need emergency situations that might occur related to cyber attacks or other types of health disasters or any type of inclement weather, and then allowed nonprofits the opportunity to apply for specific grant projects that would help improve their space and their ability to serve their community in those times, but then also as well, maybe be preemptive about those instances as they occur.
Aman, we're seeing the view that has your notes, just so you're not the presenter view.
I don't know why it's doing that. Sorry about that.
No problem.
I think it's okay for you to see. I don't think I have too many notes. So unless it's very distracting to see like the windows with multiple things there, I was just going to keep it there. That's all right.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, though. So we did get 5 applications, and these are the scores. There is one application. And to be clear, the amount of funds that we were expecting to give out aligned with funding about 5 applications. So when we got the 5 applications, we were pretty satisfied with that. Presuming that they fit into specific requirements that we had for an eligible project, that they would be funded. As you can see, there was one applicant at the bottom of the scoring, Kennedy Heights Community Center. And after scoring the application and then also having a discussion with the reviewers, we kind of came to the decision that a lot of their challenges that they experienced specifically was just related to a kind of broad scope and what they're looking to do. We only had a very small amount of funds they're going to be awarded. So they were wanting to, and I'll go through each project individually, but they were wanting to do a lot of different things related to weather, health, air quality, and everything else. And I think that kind of blurred some of the project details. So still a great project, important community, but they just need some fine tuning that we're hoping to do in the scoping process. So just going to run through the projects briefly. So the first one is from the Madison Street Medicine, and they're looking to use these funds, the $14,000, to open and operate tornado shelter during moments of bad weather, specifically looking to do outreach to individuals experiencing homelessness during these times. So to prepare them that these things are occurring, and then also as they happen, give them the resources to get to the center, that space, and any supplies they might need. Journey Mental Health is just looking to purchase a generator so that they would be able to continue operations in times of power outages. And they had a very thorough plan about how to do that. That was pretty impressive for all the presentation or work they went behind developing what the installation could look like, what the cost would look like, the timeline for everything. So that's most of that project. United Way of Dane County, they have a 211 service app that's based on the 211 service that's available through the government that just allows people to connect with resource directory as it comes up, as different instances come up in crisis. And they're looking to use these funds to contract a developer to create the app for Spanish speakers. Meadowood Health Partnerships, they have been a grantee in the past with violence prevention, and a lot of their work has to do with different types of community engagement through their community health workers, but a lot of their work preemptively works through their community health table talks, where they garner assessments about high need areas that are occurring within the Meadowood area and provide an opportunity to do table talks that give education and resources. They're specifically looking at different types of health threats, up and coming pandemics, and other types of natural disaster support that might be able to give people the education to give strategies for how they want to deal with those things as they come up, but also just an understanding about the resources that are available to be preemptive about different types of emergencies. And then finally, to Kennedy Heights Community Center, which is a center placed in the Kennedy Heights apartments. And they had a very broad kind of scope of what they were looking to do, but different types of preparedness and emergency response related to crises that their community might face, air quality, heat, and other natural disasters being among those. Most of their funds are going to be for staffing and other types of supplies that would provide different resources. And again, looking to scope out a little bit more in conversation, if they are allowed to be awarded, what that could look like and how it could fit within the $14,000 that are available. And that's it.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board?
So all of the requests that were in the presentation are for the same amount. Did the grantees request different amounts, or is the $14,000 what they requested?
$14,000 is what they requested. That was our max, so everyone asked for the mask amount.
Thank you.
Alder. Alder Figueroa Cole, go ahead.
There we go. Just trying to find the mute button. I don't know if you or Ariel may wanted to explain to the person who spoke how does the ARPA funds work and why do we have like the duplicate resolutions. I don't know if this is one of those for county and city. I don't know if this is one of the ones that is duplicate or not. I'm not sure. Okay, good. But whenever we get to that, can we explain why?
Oh, about the public comment that came up.
Yes, referring? Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I was like, yes. I have to answer that.
Yes.
No, yeah, we can talk about that when the time comes, but this isn't one of them.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I am seeing no other questions. I am open for a motion to approve the presentation.
I move to approve the presentation.
Thank you.
Second.
Is there a second? Thank you. Is the motion a second? Is there further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of accepting this presentation, please respond by saying aye.
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 Those that do not approve, nay. So that has been approved. So taking a look at the resolutions, I am going to recommend, due to the number, in general, we would ask the staff to speak. We would have a motion, a second, and ask us back to the staff to speak. What I would like to encourage is maybe we'll read the, I'll read the resolution. And we can still get a motion to approve and a second. And then at that point, if there are any questions, they can be asked to staff and then staff can present. That might help us kind of get through this a little bit more quickly. If you have, I imagine you have already looked at all of these. So please feel free to ask questions when appropriate, but we will not have the staff present on every topic unless there is need. Okay. Let's start with Dane County Board Resolution amending the public health operating budget to accept Wisconsin Department of Health Services grant funding for a 1.0 FTE grant manager and a 0.0 FTE health education coordinator to support immunizations and outreach efforts. Can I have a motion to approve, please?
Langton, move approval.
Is there a second?
Second, Messer.
Okay, there is a motion, a second. Do we have any further questions, or would anybody like more detail on this item? Seeing none, all those in favor of acceptance of this Dane County Board Resolution amending the public health operating budget to support immunizations and outreach efforts, please respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those that do not approve, nay. Okay, that has been approved. Thank you. Let's move to the next item. Amending the public health operating budget to accept Wisconsin Department of Health Services grant funding for a 1.0 FTE bilingual dietetic specialist and 1.0 FTE WIC program manager. Could I have a motion to approve, please?
Langton moves approval.
Second.
And second, thank you. Are there further questions or needed discussion on this item? Seeing none, all those in favor of acceptance of this item, please respond by saying aye.
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 Those that do not approve, nay. Thank you. That is approved. Next item, authorizing the reclassification of a 0.5 FTE clerk 1-2 to a 0.5 FTE public aid, health aid and merge with existing 0.5 FTE public health aid for public health Madison and Dane County. And I have a motion to approve, please.
Langton moves approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Are there further discussions or desire to have this explained further? Seeing no further discussions, all those in favor of acceptance, please respond by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Those that do not approve, nay. That is also approved. Next on the agenda, authorizing an agreement between Dane County and Public Health Madison, Public Health for Madison and Dane County for violence prevention initiatives. And there were attachments. I have a motion to approve, please.
Langton, move approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there further information that we can give? I think we asked Arielle to say something about this.
Yes, so this is ARPA funding that is coming from the county. Originally back in 2021, the city and the county decided to offer joint funds to Public Health Madison-Dane County for violence prevention initiatives. And so this is $300,000 that was originally agreed to in that agreement that is being enacted now. So the county has authored this amendment, so that's why it's coming through currently.
Thank you.
So are these funds coming then to the city budget or not?
Technically, yes, because the city manages the finances for public health, but the funding of $300,000 is coming directly to public health for the violence prevention initiatives. But yes, it'll show up in the city's budget as a part of the public health budget.
So is the funding to be used across the county then, not just Madison?
That is a wonderful question.
I'm trying to get to the speaker's call. You know, like I feel like he was missing some information in his narrative there. Just trying to help.
Yes, that's a wonderful question. Based on how the narrative is laid out here, it does not provide any specificity to only being used in outer county like previous resolutions have been.
Can I ask a clarifying question too? Is this the 300,000 that was previously allocated to focused interruption? No. These are different funds. Okay.
These are different funds. The money that's allocated to Focus Interruption has always come from the city of Madison.
So Robin and I have engaged in grading proposals in the past. Will be somebody be doing that again to distribute this money?
Yes, we do intend to put a good amount of this money out for bid once again. Only a handful of dollars will be used just to support infrastructure cost associated to the software platform that we use to make granting possible within the department.
So when will that occur?
That is a wonderful question. We believe this money will be available for use later this year. So our intention is to create an RFP process that will go out later this year and to support contracts starting on January 1st of 2025 through December 31st of 2025.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And can I ask one more question?
Yes.
On regards to the relationship of violence prevention, which is kind of technically based here in Madison, with other municipalities. I know that you guys work with the sheriff, you know, you're hand in hand with the sheriff's department, but how does the relation, what is the relationship for actual, you know, smaller municipalities, like in this case for Mount Horeb, like this?
Yeah, we don't have as many direct relationships with the smaller municipalities. Most of our local smaller municipality relationships are either managed through the Dane County Sheriff's Office or through Dane County Emergency Management. However, we recognize that we would love to expand work into smaller municipalities. It's our goal, as much as we love the city of Madison, to not have funding or any other stipulations in the future that require jurisdictional boundaries between the city and the county. And so with that, we're in the process of really building up those relationships with local municipality leaders, including their chiefs of police, so that we can better be responsive to the needs of those communities in the future. But when incidents do happen in smaller municipalities, we are still available and provide services there. We did support, for example, the Mount Horeb shooting in the ways that our team was able to.
Thank you. That's all I got. Thanks.
Thank you. Seeing no further questions, all those in favor of authorizing an agreement between Dane County and Public Health Madison and Dane County for violence prevention initiatives, please respond by saying aye.
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 Aye. Those who do not approve, nay. That is approved. Thank you. I will move on to the Common Council resolutions. We will start with amending the public health operating budget to accept Wisconsin Department of Health Services grant funding for a 1.0 FTE bilingual dietetic specialist and a 1.0 FTE WIC program manager. Sounds familiar. Can I have a motion to approve, please?
Langton, second.
Thank you. Further discussion or desire to hear more about this item? Seeing none, all those in favor, please respond by saying aye.
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 Aye. Those aye. That do not approve, nay. That is approved. Thank you. Next item, amending the public health operating budget to accept Wisconsin Department of Health Services grant funding for a 1.0 FTE grant manager and a 0.0 FTE health education coordinator to support immunization and outreach efforts. I have a motion to approve, please.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Langton seconds.
Thank you. Any further discussion on this item or desires to hear more information? Seeing none, all those in favor of acceptance of this item, please respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those that do not approve, nay. That item is also accepted. Next on the agenda, authorizing a non-competitive service contract with Language Line Solutions for over-the-phone interpretation, video remote interpretation, and translation documents to support Public Health Madison and Dane County.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Langton seconds.
Thank you. Any questions or further information needed on this item?
Be curious on how many entities are working in this space, so to speak, and why is this non-competitive?
Would consider this non-competitive given that we have been working with them for years now. Previously, when they were Pacific Interpreters, we had a contract with them to provide interpreter services and a separate contract with LanguageLine to provide written translations. Those two entities have now become one. LanguageLine absorbed Pacific Interpreters. So this is combining both of those services into one contract.
Thanks.
Further questions or discussion?
Just a quick question. Isn't this the same company that the city uses?
It is, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Seeing none, all in favor of accepting the non-competitive service agreement with LanguageLine Solutions, please respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those that do not approve, nay. Thank you. Next on the agenda, authorizing a non-competitive service contract with YWCA Madison Incorporated for tenant resource services to support tenant capacity building. I have a motion to approve, please.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Langton seconds.
Thank you. Any further questions or information needed on this item? Seeing none, all those in favor of accepting this resolution, authorizing non-competitive service contract with WCA Madison, please respond by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Those that do not approve, nay. That is also accepted. Next are the Board of Health resolutions. We will begin with Board of Health for Madison and Dane County Resolution 2024-18, authorization to accept Narcan from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services for overdose education and Narcan distribution. I have a motion to approve, please.
Move to approve.
Second, Messer.
Thank you. Is there further discussion on this item? So I take it this means that they're giving us the drug?
Yes, that's correct. So it's the state's Narcan Direct program. They have funding from SAMHSA federally. So it's their state opioid response grant. And this grant has been around for several years, and there's a few different iterations of it. So there's Narcan Direct for public health agencies, nonprofit organizations, syringe services programs. That's what we are receiving and have been receiving for a number of years. We have to reapply each year and our supply changes. In previous years, you may not have seen a resolution because there's no money exchanging hands. We don't have a contract. It's basically a set allocation and we can order Narcan from the state to be shipped directly to us for distribution to individuals who use drugs or community partners, so other agencies who may not have access. And there's priority populations, both people who use drugs, BIPOC individuals, LGBTQI plus individuals, older adults, and a couple other priority populations we've identified. So this is only providing us with Narcan in cases of Narcan. There's no funds being exchanged. And I believe our allocation went up. We were awarded extra supplies than we have been in the past. So for the year, 620 cases of Narcan, and that's a bit over 14,000 doses of Narcan. So again, we have a system in place to track when we order, what's going out, what the monetary value is of the Narcan, what agencies, populations, and how people are getting trained. to use Narcan both at the agency and individual level, as well as social networks and people who use drugs like friends, family, roommates, and people who work in positions and jobs that may be high risk in high risk environments where they may encounter individuals who are using drugs or maybe overdosing. So yes, short answer, this is just for the Narcan.
Is that the entirety of our Narcan supply at the county?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. There are other agencies within Dane County who are also receiving Narcan direct allocations. I believe Safe Communities and Vivant Health, off the top of my head, there were a few others. It's been a little up and down because last year our supply of Narcan from Narcan Direct was much lower than it is this year, and that created some supply shortages. There were additional funds from the county executive's budget and the opioid settlement funds to public health, ending deaths of despair, Dane County EMS for their HOPE kits, or what was previously called Leave Behind program. So it's not the entirety of the allocation for all of Dane County. And one of the things we're working on in this current year with partners is Narcan saturation planning and trying to look at the different organizations that are getting Narcan and where our gaps still are, and making sure that we have a good saturation plan in place so we can better target our resources. Again, it's a little challenging because the allocation changes year to year, so you have to do a lot of projecting to make sure we're meeting needs.
Police and fire are separate. They have their own sources somehow. Is that right?
Yeah, there is actually a law enforcement Narcan Direct program. I don't know of any of the jurisdictions in Dane County who have received it. I know we had a smaller jurisdiction, and it's just escaping me right now who that was receive it. But EMS does get a separate allocation, and again, have separate pots of money for, say, Narcan that would be used in the field if you are a first responder responding to a suspected overdose, versus if, say, you're giving Narcan to someone who has survived a non-fatal overdose to take home and have with them in case they should be in that situation again, or someone who's a loved one who may be responding to an overdose. So they do have their own allocations. We definitely, as public health in the past, have had to supplement some of the smaller municipalities when maybe their supply has run out. So there are separate allocations. A lot of our supply is really focusing on people who use drugs and agencies who are working with people who are most at risk for an overdose. And also supplying Narcan to the jail's new vending machine. We've had requests from Madison Street Medicine. It's a pretty long list of additional agencies that we fulfill requests for.
Yeah, thank you. So some of the questions I have were already covered there, but I'm still not clear. When you said 14,000, you said the number 14,000, was that per year? And is that in the city of Madison or on a broader scope in the county?
Yeah, so 14,000, so it's 14,880 is the number of doses. A box of Narcan, or what we would call a kit, there's two doses of Narcan per box, so two of the nasal sprays, and a case is 12 of those kits or 24 doses. So the math can get confusing, but if we're looking at individual doses of Narcan, it would be 14,880. And that is for the county at large. So it's not just the city of Madison. We don't distribute our allocation beyond Dane County, even though we do get requests from folks outside of Dane County. We may have people who come to, say, our syringe services program who live outside of Dane County or have unstable housing situations, but it is the purpose of it is to be the allocation that exists within Dane County. So no, it is not just for the city of Madison.
Good, thank you. And then also one of the questions I had was about, I know that MPD does gets their own their own supplies. Are there numbers that get combined to figure out what they use on Narcan within the county and the city?
That's a great question. We at Public Health tend to track the information from the Narcan Direct program. So what we're giving out through that or any other funding streams that may come to us. We definitely have connected with EMS and others to start getting numbers on the HOPE kits that they're distributing. And we do work with partners through Ending Deaths of Despair to understand what's going out in, say, the Oak boxes or the Narcan distribution boxes. So in terms of putting that all into a giant kind of cohesive reporter dashboard, that is something we're working on, as I mentioned, with the Narcan saturation plan. Because again, you have all these different agencies who are distributing, and what we really are trying to understand is how much Narcan is out there, where is it, and how is it getting used? So that is something I think we're working on trying to better represent. But I don't have a great answer for you of what is the totality between all these agencies and partners who are administering it. And we also know people who use drugs often are saving each other and administering Narcan to each other. And those numbers largely go unreported, though we do capture it in our syringe services program. Whenever we give Narcan to someone, we ask, you know, have you gotten it before? What did you do with what you had before? So we are tracking that information, at least to people who come to our syringe services program on use of Narcan on others and folks they may have reversed an overdose for.
Thank you. And last question, is the funding for these program coming from the lawsuits against the pharma companies, or is that not related?
This is actually separate. So the funding that we're getting from DHS is from their state opioid response grant, which is funded by SAMHSA, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration at the federal level. So it is separate from the county's opioid settlement funds, and it's separate from the state's opioid settlement funds.
Thank you. That's it.
Actually, I have one more question. You had mentioned that we are getting more supply than we have in the past, or we did last year. Is that just based on what the state has, or are they seeing our numbers continuing to climb, so they're giving us more, or what is the number all about?
Yeah, that's a great question. Our understanding has been that it's really been about the allocation that the state has for the state opioid response funds, and those have gone up and down. There's been carryover money from things that have been unspent with SAMHSA. And so sometimes they don't even know what their full allocation is going to be. So if you look back 2 years ago, this allocation is pretty on par with what we had then. But last year, our allocation was about half of this. So it's just a challenging, I think, math game. We do have, I think, some good outcomes in terms of we're seeing our fatal overdoses decrease, which is not necessarily something we're seeing mirrored in the rest of the state. But I'm hoping that the work that we're doing with both a public health and with our partners to make sure we're getting Narcan saturation and getting it to folks who need it or would be responding to an overdose is contributing to those non-fatal overdoses decreasing. Wait a minute. Those fatal overdoses decreasing. We don't want non-fatal ones to decrease.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion? And I'm assuming that is a legacy hand, Alder Figueroa-Cole.
It is.
All right, perfect. All of those in favor of acceptance of Board of Health for Madison, Dane County Resolution 2024-18, please respond by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Those that do not approve, nay. So that is approved. Next item on the agenda, Board of Health for Madison and Dane County Resolution 2024-19, acceptance of the American Rescue Plan funds for the maternal, infant, and early childhood home visiting program. Can I have a motion to approve, please?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
LinkedIn seconds.
Thank you. There's a motion to second. Is there further discussion on this item or desires for more information? Seeing none, all those in favor of acceptance of Board of Health for Madison and Dane County Resolution 2024-19, please respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those that do not approve, nay. So that has been approved. Next on the agenda, Board of Health for Madison, Dane County Resolution 2021-20. Authorization, is it 2021? Is that accurate? Or do you think maybe that's a...
Oh, no. Thank you for catching that.
So 2024-20, authorization to enter into contract and distribute funds to selected applicants for the 2024 funding for community response and preparedness RFP.
A motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second? Is there further discussion on this item?
Could you clarify again? You sounded like the Kennedy Heights didn't make a presentation that warranted funding, but yet you decided to fund it. Could you just clarify what the deal was with them?
Yeah, so their application that they provided did have activities that aligned with what we were looking to propose, the community they're trying to reach. Also is consistent, the core mission of trying to see about building a resiliency center in a community space. So in all ways, they align very closely. I think the thing that we just wanted to fine tune and that affected their scoring was just that they did not have a good sense of how they would use the funds to appropriately accomplish their mission. So we just want to narrow in specifically on one or two of their target goals, but everything else made them a great applicant.
Thank you. Further discussion or questions? Seeing none, all those in favor of acceptance of Board of Health for Madison Dane County Resolution 2024-20, please respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those that do not approve, nay. That is approved. Next on the agenda, Board of Health for Madison Dane County Resolution 2024-21, authorization to enter into contract with and distribute funds to selected applicant from the applicants from the, unless there is just one applicant, from the 2024 Overdose Prevention Center Assessment RFP. I have a motion for approval, please.
Motion to approve.
And is there a second?
Second, Musser.
Thank you, Dr. Musser. I guess I will ask, is there one applicant or is there more than one applicant?
There are three applicants.
Okay. And, okay. Other discussion or further questions?
What happens after the results from this come back?
So after the results from this come back, an internal discussion is had with our team in terms of the results that are produced. Again, as a reminder, this was funding to find a vendor to conduct a feasibility study around an overdose prevention center in Dane County. So the assessment is going to examine as many aspects as possible, including legality, financials, community appetite, willingness, and need, kind of all of those factors rolled into one. So after that, our internal team will take a look and discuss with the vendor the findings. We plan, no matter what, to produce a recommendations report kind of based on what the vendor does find. But from there, a recommendation will first come to this body on how to move forward and what some of those recommendations were. Right now, there is no dedicated funding to, let's say, if the results of this turn out and say, yep, we should definitely have an overdose prevention center here. There is no funding allocated in the public health budget to make that a reality. So our job is really just to produce the findings and the funding, get those into the hands of the policymakers, and then let the decision making happen from there.
Is a selected vendor just an individual, or does she have some sort of entity with which she works? And secondly, what were her strengths compared to those that you didn't choose?
Yeah, so she is in partnership with someone else who has a specialty around epidemiology and applied research. And then there's further oversight being provided by an individual who has run one of the first overdose prevention centers and is also a leader in the Open Society Collaboration in Overdose in America. So it's a consortium of a few individuals who have done similar types of research projects. I think that the way that we structured this RFP was very much around the idea of having a specific scope of phases for the assessment. And so when we got the applications in, many of the applicants did meet a lot of the requirements in following out those assessment activities. What kind of put this applicant a bit above is that they did have more direct experience working in the community or a similar space of community. So they're in Minnesota. So they've had done work with the state of Minnesota and their harm reduction services. So they've kind of matched that scope. They also did have a good approach to budgeting. So one of the assessment criteria was looking at how they're going to collect data from people who use drugs and the way that they decided to structure their funds around supporting different types of assessment and funds for people who would participate in the assessment definitely resonated well with the review panel. And so those are kind of the things in terms of their overall experience. They also did do a similar study in the past. They worked with different types of states, similar or different types of state programs similar to this one. So that's kind of their experience. But those two main things, I think, put them over the edge, though. The other two applicants were equally pretty strong. So it was very, very competitive.
Thanks.
Further discussions or question? Seeing none, all those in favor of acceptance of Board of Health for Madison and Dane County Resolution 2024-21, please respond by saying aye.
Aye.
All those that do not approve, nay. That is approved. And next and final resolution, Board of Health for Madison, Dane County Resolution 2024-22, authorization of budget transfers. I have a motion to approve, please.
Motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Messer.
Thank you. Further discussion or details desired on this? Seeing none, all those in favor of acceptance of Board of Health for Madison Dane County Resolution 2024-22, please respond by saying aye.
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 Those that do not approve, nay. That is approved. Thank you. Okay, reports today. My report is just thank you for making this meeting work at relative last minute, and thanks for getting it set up. Obviously, we were able to pack in a lot of items today. And that's really all that I have. Any other department updates? Janelle is not here this meeting, so I am looking at Kate.
Yes, no additional updates. Just want to reiterate gratitude to the group for coming together for this meeting, to Kayleen for organizing us. It's a puzzle to kind of thread the needle between the city meetings, the county meetings, where we have our meeting too. And it really made a difference for the resolutions, particularly where we're creating positions. It's going to really expedite that process. So thanks everybody for making time today.
Thank you. Any questions for myself or Kate?
I have a question, a quick question. On the opioid settlement funds, is there something expected to come back to us?
I will defer to Arielle.
That is a good question. The recommendation that came from the HHN subcommittee is going to the full, I'm sorry, I'm using acronyms, is going to the full Health and Human Needs Board. I apologize, I'm trying to pull up my calendar because I know it is happening this week. I just don't remember which day, but I believe it is Thursday. For that body to discuss and potentially adopt. If they adopt the proposal as is, the next step would be for it to come back to the Board of Health, because that would mean allocating funds to the health department, potentially for what's mentioned in the recommendation.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
For those who haven't seen the paper today, there's an article David Wahlberg wrote about this in this morning's State Journal.
Any other questions or discussion?
I guess added, when would it come to the Board of Health, do you suppose, RL? It would be the July meeting or later, or who knows?
It would most likely be the July meeting at this point.
Thank you. Further questions or discussion? Seeing none, I will say that our next meeting is Monday, July 15th. Note, not June. Monday, July 15th, 2024 at 5:30 at the Park Street address. And with that, I will take a motion for adjournment, please.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of adjournment, please respond by saying aye.
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 Aye. Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe that's how we should have been doing it the whole time.